Everyone had a chance to review the agenda, like approval of the agenda? Tonight's meeting?
So moved.
So moved by Todd, seconded?
I second.
Seconded by Mr. Wilson, all in favor?
Say aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of last meeting? May I have a motion, has everyone had a chance to glance through that? And may I have a motion to approve meeting minutes of the last meeting?
So moved.
Second.
I did last year, last time too, I see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start a tradition.
Thank you. Seconded by Todd, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Any correspondence? Have we gotten anything? I've not received anything. Jim, branding initiative update?
Hey. Oh, it's back here. Yeah.
The folks in the back are gonna have to turn around to take a look at this. We said in the beginning of all this that, you know, the name change was kind of the starting point. You know, we've obviously got the name changed and we're moving ahead with all that. But we've been able to start looking for marketing opportunities, you know, places to get that name out in front of the public. And we had talked about the NBAA, the big convention that they have every year, as being one of those opportunities. So Melody and I went out to Fabulous Las Vegas the week before Thanksgiving last month to kind of scout things out. We had some goals in mind when we did it. You know, we wanted to kind of see how other airports are doing their marketing, kind of get to know the players in the business aviation world. And we had talked about, do we want to be an exhibitor at this thing? So that was one of our goals, was just kind of scout the place out and kind of see where we fit into everything. But one of the words that we've been using since we've been there is overwhelming, because this whole thing, it is very overwhelming. And Mark can tell you, he was out there. You know, all the players in business aviation are there, from the biggest to the smallest. You know, millions of dollars are spent on displays and exhibits and marketing and, you know, sales and that type of thing. So those are kind of the would be our competition at trying to get noticed at something like this. You know, this obviously, you know, this isn't an airport, but, you know, these are the shiny things that are out there that are distracting everybody from coming to see it. A lot of exhibits had, you know, there's a few that had a band. This one had a band and an Elvis impersonator. I don't know how much makeup this guy used, but I mean, he looked like he, you know, should be in a funeral home or something. It's just caked on. You know, it draws people's attention. And then we did get a chance to visit. I think we hit just about all the airport exhibitors that were there. Some of them were kind of hard to find, like this guy. You know, very small exhibit. You know, you notice all these things have giveaways in them. These guys are giving away a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a chance of winning a Kindle Fire. But again, they're off to the side. That's their standard booth size. Southern California Logistics Airport, which used to be George Air Force Base out in California, you know, a little bit bigger display, got that diorama of their airport, a little flashier. Some of the airports or the FBOs at those airports, if they're part of a bigger chain of FBOs, there were a lot of those on display. Each had their own little section of a larger FBO display. This is Greenville Spartanburg Airport. They've got a marketing campaign going on now called GSP 360 beyond the runway. You know, with all the blue shaded areas on their map, there are areas that they're trying to market for development. the lower right-hand corner of that, between kind of pie shape with the road, that area is actually larger than our entire airport. That's 762 acres, you know, versus our 700 acres. So our airport would fit into that smaller thing.
Are they marketing business and aviation, like an industrial park, or is it all?
Some of it's non-aeronautical use. I would say the upper right, you know, beyond the road,
mm-hmm.
is non-aeronautical use. Below the runway, that's probably, you know, the areas around the runway are probably aeronautical use. So a little bit of both. But, you know, again, they had a theme to their marketing efforts. Some of the airports teamed up with their local economic development entity. This is Savannah. Again, some good goodies to give out. You know, they're giving out pralines, and you know that always draws people in to, you know, at least stop by and say hi. With, you know, you kind of feel obligated to ask what they do, or
take a break,
grab a handful of pralines.
Can I eat your cookies and run?
The other thing that we had a chance to do is go out to Henderson Airport and see the static displays. They also had aircraft on display in the exhibit hall. The smaller airplanes like Pilatus and
small.
Yeah. Well, the ones that they could at least, you know, taxi down the street and get into the convention hall. A lot of neat airplanes out there. We also were able to go to some of the educational things going on. Melody went to one on UAVs and regulating UAVs. I went to one on the kind of future trends in aviation. It's more, you know, 50 years ahead, but things are definitely changing. So using social media for marketing at events like this was another class we went to.
Did they touch on anything on drones? Or is it still too early from a business standpoint?
Well,
it was more about the regulatory environment.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things we did before we went out there, we developed a two-sided handout that you all have a copy of. One side, we call it the business side, the other side is the fun side. It was kind of an attention getter, you know, here's our airport, you know, conversation starter type thing. But I think it was pretty well done. Melody and our IT team and our contractor did a lot of work on this one.
And the fact that we're out on the West Coast, where's Delaware? And so that was why we had really promoted the regional map as we did, so that was a
helpful
on that.
What part of Pennsylvania is that?
Yeah.
It's usually the first question.
So it's pretty close, showing the proximity to Philly,
mm-hmm.
D.C. Baltimore.
So like I said, we did not have a display, so we really didn't have a place to put this, but Pat's was nice enough to mm-hmm. let us tag along and display our flyers at their booth. This was the first day of...
It only looked like that one day.
That's right. The first day, they allowed us to display the flyers inside their booth, which has got a lot of traffic. And we kind of overdid it on how many things we printed, but they're there for the next time. It's a kind of a multi-purpose thing. The other part of this, and you'll see it on the flyer and also on our new business cards, is the website DelawareCoastalAirport.com, which a lot of work has gone into that. And this, it's not connected to the county website just yet, but it is out there. If you go to DelawareCoastalAirport.com, you'll see that. I'll give you a demonstration here of that in a minute, but you know we had these flyers, said it was out there if you want to go look at it. So that was kind of our soft launch of the website. This is day two and three of the conference. I don't know, Mark, if you want to say anything about your announcement
so
out there.
The first slide he showed you was the Pat's aircraft. We have rebranded ourselves. So we are now Block Aero Architects. We confuse a lot of people at the show because there were a lot of people at our booth. lot of people because we handed out, you know, invitations for people to come visit the booth. We were going to have a toast and whatnot, and they had no idea why. So a lot of people that were there the first day came back the second day looking for the booth, not realizing we had changed the name. And then people that hadn't been the first day were even more confused because they have a map that says the path should be at this location.
Squatters.
Anyway, Pat's now a lot of real architects.
What was your reason for the change?
Just branding. It has nothing to do with ownership or any of that kind of thing. It was really just Pat's has always been, you know, when you hear Pat's, you think of Oxfield Tanks. And we do a lot more than that. We do more than Oxfield Tanks. Back in the day, that's what Pat's did. So it's a good opportunity for us to roll that out.
And Pat's is still the name of the Ox that we still have?
Yeah, our legal name is still Pat's Aircraft LLC, and our Pat's tank line is still going to be, or the tank line is still going to be known as Pat's.
And this is quite a significant display. I mean, they had a prime location, and this picture's not showing it, but they even had a conference room as part of their display. So the fact that we were even invited to be a part of was quite spectacular, very much appreciated.
And it gave us a chance to be there for the big announcement and show the county's support for Pat's and the loft, and got a chance to meet some people that aren't normally hanging around Pat's over here at the airport, so that was good for us at least. Overall, it was a success. This is the money that Melody won at the at the slots. This is another one. I just put this out. This is another one of those shiny things that draws people's attention. You know, supposedly there's a million $1 bills there. It's probably just 100 on top, and then it's all paper. And they have the guard there to make sure. But that was NBAA. We're also going to be going to the Schedulers and Dispatchers Conference next month down in Tampa. Most of the airports that we talked to said you really need to be at this other conference. It's a much smaller conference. They get about a tenth of the attendees. It's much more intimate atmosphere than the big show in Vegas.
The big show in Vegas had about 27,000 people and about 1,100 exhibitors. And then next month will be about 2,700 expected participants or attendees.
Garrett came out for the first day. You know, it was funny because we're in different sessions and trying to get a hold of each, or calling each other on the phone, and you know, where are you, meet me by the whatever, and well, there's like six of those things, you know, where are you. And but it is a big conference. Talking about the website, this is it. You know, it's got a much different look than the standard county website. It looks very similar to what our new economic development website is going to be, you know, but it's got a lot of the airport branding and county branding things in it. The Explore, Excite, Exceed are kind of our buzzwords for our marketing efforts. And I'll just run through here real quick, but when you get a chance, like I said, it's just been a soft launch so far. Go through it, see what you think. You got any suggestions? I mean, we're pretty far along in the process here, but we could always use more help. If you go up under Explore, you'll see a little bit about the airport. You'll also get all these choices, aeronautical services, a little bit about services, and then links to, obviously we need to change that, Garrett's website, the Pat's website, the loft website. Facilities, same thing, other information that you might be looking for, hangar lots, way to contact us to do that, if you want to build something. You know, Excite, these are the things we think excite people about the airport. links to Larry's website, Wings and Wheels, pictures, a little link to their website. Arenas, same thing, a little bit about Arenas. Some nice pictures of food. And then Exceed. If you're looking for a picture of me, that's where it is. And Ian Melody, that's what I look like when
is
I
that
get
excite?
When I get dressed up.
King Air's that. Yeah. Did you get permission to use that King Air?
Jim's even had asked now his new Facebook profile picture, right?
I
now.
Know. I thought it captured my essence. Master plan, which is kind of old, but all the documents are there. A little bit about the Bell Tech program, and then again the development plan. You can kind of see the yellow lines in there, things that come off of our airport layout plan. figure out how to get to the right on this. Get rid of the bottom thing. Oh, let's go back. It's not there. That's why.
Wow.
Okay. You can scroll down through here, but you can also select one of these icons. Need to know information. We'll have to talk about how this shows up on different size screens. Some of the things: runway strength, airfield lighting. Why this will take you, click on that and it'll take you to the state's website about tax-free shopping in Delaware. And go through the rest of those. Location, there's not much to click on there, but it just kind of tells you about the airport. Same thing with facilities. If you want to build a hangar, here's a way to get a hold of us to do that. And then you can even download your own copy of our flyer. So the website is out there. Take a look at it. Like I said, it hasn't really been officially launched yet, but a lot of work has gone into it.
Is the old site still up and running?
Yes.
And if we click on that, we'll go to that, not the
original. Right. You go to the old site.
It's called the beta testing phase. So if you go on DelawareCoastalAirport.com, though, this is what will show up. And we really are seeking your feedback. We anticipate going back the middle of January with all the feedback to the company that we're working on for the additional changes. So.
One of the things I noticed we don't have on here is the T-Hanger waiting list. We got all the forms and stuff, but we'll fix that. If you click on some of these, it takes you to some other neat pictures and stuff. One of the things that we didn't want to do with this is make it a flight planning tool. There's enough flight planning stuff out there for pilots, but there's enough information like the fuel cost. One of the things that Garrett had asked for, which was kind of like the Tipton Airport, current weather, and then with the winds showing. They also have fuel costs, which we'll be able to update. Garrett will have the ability to keep it updated.
Jim, who set this up? Who did work on all this?
The company that did it was called D3 Corp, internet, what would you call them?
So we worked internally with our IT team that built the structure and identified all the content, and then we contracted with a company called D3 Corp to help us execute a lot of the design elements. So it's been a collaboration with them and us.
Good job.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, they were very good about, how many clicks should it take you to get to whatever, and they understand all that stuff better than I do.
Very good.
What's the website?
The one with the paving picture you had there. I guess that was the Georgia Lynch one, or was it come off, or whichever one it was.
I think it was George Lynch.
Lynch.
That was the Georgia Lynch.
Yeah.
You have two awards from that thing if you want to put them there. I still have the ones in my office if you want to get like a picture of that.
Yeah, that would be good.
That's great.
So it was not just done, but it was done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on the initiative? Pretty much covered everything.
I don't know the for branding.
You want to move on to the wildlife management update then?
Sure. as far as the deer go, I'm having a hard time finding them. I don't know where they are. Once in a while, somebody will say they've seen them. I think there's still about six of them out there someplace, but I don't know where they are. We did have a bird strike the end of October. A citation 10 hit two seagulls when he landed. Didn't do any damage to the aircraft. They looked all over the airplane, couldn't find out where they hit it, but they obviously did hit it. And actually, they hit two birds. Found them both out on the runway. Based on where he said he where on the runway he hit them, and where the birds ended up, they bounced quite a bit.
Serves them right.
So we did file a report with the FAA for a bird strike. We sent the feathers off to the Smithsonian like we're supposed to get it identified. And we just got their report back a couple days ago. They were herring gulls, which I guess is basically what you see out here, and everybody calls them seagulls. I'm not sure there is such a thing as a seagull. But that's what's happening with
there's an eagle on the field, too.
There.
I saw it last night right off the taxiway.
No, there's a hawk that's been around.
No, this is a white-headed
yeah.
senior eagle. I mean, I was like, uh-oh, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Only if you build around it.
It was right. I mean, it was right down off the old metal T-hanger building down there. Unless you stuck it up there to keep away the other birds, but
might be eating something dead.
Salisbury probably used to have one hanging around it. I don't know if they still do. Yeah. I saw one several times ago.
All right. That's all I got on that. I suppose you want me to go over the airport update.
How about we move on to the airport update, Jim? You're doing a fine job.
Thanks. As far as the name change, I think since the last meeting we had the new signs put up. I don't think they were up at the last meeting, but the electronic sign that's out here, all the window decals in the terminal building, the signs inside the terminal building are all new. The banners outside. There's still some signs that we had asked for bids for that we'd like to get done, and we're getting to those as we go along. The runway end identifier lights on 422 are now converted to LEDs. We did leave them programmed so you can get all three steps with those. I went out there and, if you're standing right there at the light, they're pretty bright, but you step back a little bit, it's not that bad. And I haven't heard any issues with the brightness. So unless somebody knows of something, we're going to continue that. Instrument approaches, the VOR to runway 4, if you want to fly that, go do that now because they go away tomorrow.
The VOR 4 is still going away?
The VOR approach will not be in the book that comes out tomorrow. And that's because of the radials at Salisbury. But we are.
Did we ask about getting a DME?
We have asked. I'm not sure where it is in the process, but normally a new approach is a year and a half, so.
Because the existing one did not show, I don't know if you have the ability to pull it up, but I didn't see the radials off of Salisbury on the existing one. The one that's just been published and getting ready to go out tomorrow, out of date.
But
I just shot it.
Flight.
I just shot it two or three nights ago.
I haven't downloaded the updates.
What kind of pilot is that?
No, I'm flying. I'm supposed to fly.
So the FAA website shows it being canceled. It's not in the book. That comes out tomorrow.
Because
so.
There was no NOTAM this week on it. There was no
I don't
NOTAM.
Know what's been going on with the NOTAM because they haven't fixed the problem that made the approach not usable. But the NOTAM comes and goes, and nobody can explain why. I just kind of gave up on it. So. The RNAV GPS approach to runway 4, the new one will come out the 4th of February. With the LPV and the LNAV, VNAV minimums, the LPV minimums for all categories are going to be 250 feet above touchdown and 3/4 of a mile.
Cool.
So that's a real good thing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of any problems with the flight check. I did check with the Eastern Flight Publications guys. We're still on track for publication in February. They've changed the status on the website from at flight check to awaiting publication. So, and they feel enough pressure from Senator Carper's office that if it was going to be an issue, I'd know about it. So I'm pretty confident that we're going to get the new approach in February, which will be 56 days from tomorrow. Got our big electrical upgrade project going on. There was a lot of parts to this project. The big thing going on right now is the taxiway B lighting, which is why taxiway B is closed. There's no lights and they're working in the safety areas. That's underway. I think we're about a quarter of the way through that. They've got all the old lights out. They're starting to trench in the new circuits. And one of the things they have to do is bore under 422, which they're going to do tomorrow night. So runway 422 is going to close tomorrow night at 7, and then it'll reopen probably, we say 2 o'clock, but it's probably going to be a little earlier. But we did that at night just so we didn't have to close it during the day. Delmarva Power's been out, or the subcontractor's been out, boring under the runway for the new main electrical lines that they're putting out there. I was pretty impressed. They're next to Jeff's place. They're outside the fence, and they've already bored all the way out into the infield. So no problems at all with closing the runway for that. The next big paving project we have is to complete taxiway B, the section between the runway and the apron, and then the hot mix area around the concrete apron that we didn't get to last time for some reasons. We're going to do that in two phases. One will be, you know, the taxiway and then half of the apron area, and then the other will be the other end of the apron area, which is going to affect your business. We need to talk to you about that offline here, but I'll replace all that pavement in front that got torn up with the construction vehicles.
Have they done a core?
No. We're still trying. We're hoping somebody's got some information about it without having to do the core. But
Rob Nandy says they just put an inch and a half of hot mix on it, and it was just no subgrade. So. Mm-hmm. And he'd be the one to know because he's been here since Christ was a corporal.
Yeah. We also have problems with the concrete strip that goes across the runway. It's got the in pavement threshold lights on runway 4. We have talked about that project in the past, and we're kind of on hold with that just because of the cost. We're going to lump that in with another project somewhere down the line here. We also have some problems with the in pavement lights that are in that concrete. Most of them don't work right now, so we're out for bid for new threshold lights, and as soon as we get that in, we'll send our guys out to replace those lights. But we had some electrical issues that we kind of have to be specific about what lights we put back in there. We also have out for bid right now is an RFP for called the Joe Hudson's old hangar next to LifeNet. Bids on that will be due December 17th at 3 o'clock. So if anybody's interested, or you know anybody that's interested, have them pick up an RFP.
I'm curious as to why they talked about an RFP. Did you advertise before and just get no response?
No. The RFP is the advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We want to make sure everybody's got a fair chance to compete. Also, I want to make sure we get the most out of it that we can. So, the way we're going to analyze the bids, there's a scoring system based on the amount of rent offered, the amount of fuel estimated to be purchased, number of takeoffs and landings, that type of thing. So, this is all in the RFP, and it should be just a simple matter of coming up with a score to pick the winner. December 17th. That's all I got.
To take a look at it, just give you a buzz?
Yeah.
Now the, I got a question on the Pappy lights. The whites almost have a, like a orange tint to them.
Which runway?
Coming in on 2-2. I noticed that the other night. It's just not, the red's nice and red, but then the other, you know, when you're on the glide path, the other two are just kind of, aren't, you know, they're not the clear, bright white. I don't know what that is.
Very picky, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd like to know whether, you know, am I in the orange area or
something?
we'll take a look at
but
it.
But I mean, it's just, I don't know if anybody else has noticed that, Rick. I mean, have you done anything?
I haven't been here in like for six, eight months.
So, I mean, it's just.
I haven't noticed.
It's maybe it's my eyes, you know. But it's just hard to differentiate between when it goes the red to the white. So, the other thing is that VOR4 concerns me. I mean, because that's. When, you know, 8 out of 10 times when we got bad weather, it's because of the winds coming.
Especially at night.
Yeah.
Usually at night, it's you coming in off, if you're coming south, it's always 4 is the preferred runway.
And,
we're
looking at, what, 640 or whatever the minimums were, and then Circlin's are going to be up at, you know, another 200 foot. Mm-hmm. So then that's going to throw me to Easton.
Yeah.
Or do GPS. I call you from Easton?
No.
Hey, I need a taxi.
GPS.
Congress hadn't passed that for me. Oh, I'm
GPS.
But
it's a long process, and we're trying to get it done.
I was just kind of wishing that they would not do away with one before they got the other in place or ready to go. That's all. It's just 8 out of 10 times or greater is 4 is the bad weather runway that that I come in on.
Yeah.
So
my understanding was there's no way to fix the problem with the Salisbury radials, so they would have to develop a new approach. Like I said, that's a year and a half, and kind of used up a lot of our political capital with getting our LPV minimum. So
keeping Waterloo open.
Well, yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, well, I've seen other ones. I mean, probably the closest one is the VOR16 in the Daytona.
Well, I mean, it can be done. It's just, like I said, I think we have made the request, and it'll
just
take a while.
Don't throw that old approach plate away.
Yeah, well, Dover won't give it to you.
Dover cut you loose at 1700.
Yeah, but you got to be out of clouds. I mean, it's Dover won't give it to you. They will refuse to give it to you.
They usually cut me loose at 1700 and say, call us if you miss. I'm not talking to them when I'm going down.
Yeah, but they won't give it to you. They won't even let you begin.
That's true. Other business, Wings and Wheels. Put that on there in case there was any comments since we had the unfortunate and untimely rain event.
I guess I didn't get to my third item.
What is your third item?
I was wondering if the advisory committee gets a nice shirt like Jim's. I thought that was, you know, being Christmas time. Other than that, that's the three items that I had written down.
We have had a lot of interest in shirts and hats, and we've been working with a marketing company on merch. So it's coming.
Might be a nice token of our appreciation for your service.
Merry Christmas.
Howard Tiennes makes shirts. They do T-shirts. We've had them made there. They do a good job. All right.
I'm done, sir. I had three items written down.
Okay.
I had three items out.
Other business, Wings and Wheels review. Like I said, we had the unfortunate and untimely rain event. And we have it on there just in case there was any comments regarding that. If anyone has anything to say about it.
Next year is still the first Saturday of October, correct?
That's the best that I know.
Race weekend.
It's race weekend next year. Okay. Okay.
Do you have many large aircraft in here for cruise?
I think that's the Alienator, if you know that was going on. And Cheswold's big enough now. So, and they've got a helicopter service running back and forth. That helps. Nothing on Wings and Wheels? Public comments?
I got a couple of other businesses.
All right.
First one's just a reminder that everybody's, well, all the non-county employee members of the committee, your appointment ends at the end of this month.
So we're all fired.
You'll have to go through the process, again, of reappointing people. So if you're not interested in serving, let us know. But not, you know, say it right now, but let me know so Todd doesn't get embarrassed when he recommends you and you don't want to do it. The second thing, everybody's got a copy of the bylaws at their place. I went through and just kind of made the changes that I think need to be made for because of the name change. Nothing to do with it tonight because it's not on the agenda. We'll just kind of take a look for the next meeting, and we'll put it on the agenda to make a recommendation to the county council to make the changes. Something I would like your help on is just the title. Right now it says Sussex County Airport Advisory Committee Bylaws. You can read that a couple of ways. You know, one is Sussex County Airport, and the other is, you know,
County
Sussex County has, you know, because it's a council document,
right.
You know, they have an airport, and these are the bylaws for the advisory committee. So for next time, if you could recommend something. And there's a couple of extra changes that should have been made in the beginning, but not a big deal. But something to think about for next time. That was it.
Do you want to put that on the agenda for the next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the order?
Just for the record, I'd just like to commend the county administration and the county council for taking the steps they have the last year as far as rebranding and,
mm-hmm.
and improvements. It's just very encouraging to see their interest and their current understanding of what general aviation, what this airport means to the county and the economy. So
the quality of the airport.
Yes. That's all.
Yes.
So appreciate it.
We're not done yet, but
well, we know that,
some
but
significant strides have been made.
Yes, and they are significant.
Mm-hmm. All right, next meeting date. That's usually
general public comments.
Any other public comments? Girl? Quiet tonight.
I have a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Could we go back to the first slide on the website? Can we turn it on again?
We sure can.
Yeah.
I gotta type it in again. Hang on.
Yeah.
It's already there.
Okay. I'm thinking that you're saying twice $40 million in improvement. If I were doing this, I would eliminate that first one up there because you have it down here in the corner. Kind of, it's overdoing it. It's, you know, thou doth protest too much. It's
mm-hmm.
like we needed it.
I think we actually discussed that in one of our meetings, and I thought we had changed that. But
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the arena slide, arenas really has a nice Sunday brunch for flying in and all, and if you could get a picture of that, but make sure it just says Sunday, because that's the only day they have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
good
from
point.
9 to 1, and it's really enticing. I was there at Easter, and no one flew in, but I think outsiders would really like it to come for breakfast.
Does it give, on that note, does it give arenas hours of operation in there? I would
probably on the arena site.
Right. Yeah,
Because there are people that.
See, that's not their, that's
right.
Kind of their overall site. That's a good suggestion.
Because there's been quite a few people that have been here like at 11 for a late breakfast or whatever. I heard Garrett talk to them on weekends. Looking, and they just hang out till lunch. Good points, ma'am.
Yep.
Is that it?
In fact, we're trying to do the same thing in the big display in the terminal to get, instead of just the menu, to have, Wednesday night is, whatever it is, half price sandwich night and Sunday brunch.
Is there a reason that the sign's so high? It's hard to see.
So you don't steal it.
Seriously,
two reasons.
Sad.
That's the public reason. The other reason is the wasn't the utilities behind on the wall. We had to remove them.
Yeah,
so we're actually hiding the infrastructure in the back to run the computer and the power.
Oh.
So that we put it up instead of having that viewed and not being very, very pretty.
Can you talk about the television in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like it high. Because then if there's people around, you can still see it. So that's my comment.
We debated it
okay. For
quite a while.
Another thing is, could we have a sign that has the websites of different events and activities? You know, a sign that people could use, take a picture on their phone and so that they could look up the websites of the Southern Delaware Tourism, of the, the various chambers of commerce, just a permanent sign covered in glass and with websites.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Our websites.
Mm-hmm.
Eye level, maybe.
Clearly, yes.
Who's eye level?
The eye level. Certainly not my eye level, but that's a great point. And on our new Sussex County Economic Development site, we really did make sure that we have that connection. And that's going to be excitesussex.com. So we'll be looking for some feedback on that as well. So thank you for that.
Any other public comments? All right, next meeting date.
You'll have to decide if you're going to meet in January or February. Because it's usually every other month.
Schedule it around snow.
Yeah. Let's do February. Let me get the calendar here.
It'll be February 24th.
February 24th.
That works. If February 24th.
February the 24th?
Yes, sir. And that'll give us a June meeting, and then we usually dismiss for August, and we can come back in September. February 24th. All right. Let's make it February 24th. Do we need a motion for that?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Next meeting date will be February 24th. Possibly new attendees on the board or committee. Could be.
We'll have at least one.
All right. Who's not coming back?
No.
You can draw straws. Anything else? May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Everyone, hope you have a